Just ease into it. Ease into that happy place your mind sometimes goes when your attention drifts and your imagination starts to doodle a little bit. Just think of this as a lesson. Imagine in front of you a chalkboard, around you a classroom, beneath you a desk. Girls in skirts next to you on both sides. Come on. Close your eyes. That's a good boy, my sweet boy. Just picture it. The clock on the wall ticking. Ticking. Ticking away moments. Moments as you sit there. You look like you're paying attention, but really, you're just daydreaming. Picture this for me. Do you remember it? Daydreaming in class. Not the specifics of any of the dreams, but that you had them and that they were nice. Flirty. Fun. In front of you, the teacher drones on. She's hot, but that only keeps her focus on one thing. And it's not her lesson plan. It's those breasts. It's that body. Those legs, that ass. Her heels click around the classroom. Click, click, click. It becomes rhythmic. The pattern within it only serves to make you sleepier and sleepier. Count down as her heels click around you.
10.
With each click, 9, with each number, finding it harder 8, and harder to stay aware, 7, stay awake.
6.
Finding it 5, so easy and so perfectly 4, natural.
3.
To let that 2, click, 1, click, send you deeper.
10. 9. 8.
Send your head
7,
sinking
6,
down 5, deeper. Deeper into a slump towards the desk, towards your waiting, welcoming arms.
10.
They greet you like old friends.
8.
And it wouldn't hurt.
7.
It wouldn't hurt to just
6.
Lay your head down for a little bit.
4.
To really 4, relax.
2. 1.
Just for a little bit.
10,
I'll wake you up if you need 9, to be awake. If something important
8,
happens.
7.
I'll make sure that you don't
6,
get caught.
5.
Until I do choose
4,
to wake you up.
3.
Why don't you just
2,
let your mind wander
2,
as your awareness sinks slowly down.
10.
Sinking
9,
deeper with each countdown.
8.
Every number we
7,
go down reinforcing
6,
that sinking, deepening
5,
feeling
4,
of relaxation slowly
3,
spreading like a
2,
fog through your brain,
1,
through your body.
10.
Just relax
9,
and let my voice 8, guide you.
7,
at some points you
6,
might get a little bit
5,
excited or aroused.
4,
and I want you 3, to know that that's okay.
2.
It's wonderful.
1.
These things shouldn't distract you or take you away 10, from any relaxation you're feeling.
9.
No,
8,
they should make you relax
7,
even more.
6.
Content and happy
5,
to just experience
4,
as my words come along.
3.
As they drift
2,
through you.
1.
Just relax and let
10,
my voice guide you.
9.
Just relax and let
8,
yourself fall into a happy,
7,
hazy
6,
headspace
5,
where you are at your very
4,
best behaved,
3,
your most guileless 2, state of being.
1.
where any thoughts you hear become your thoughts, become your actions within your haze. I don't want you to get caught. So while your mind is allowed to still float sleepily about, feel as your neck bends slightly back. And your face rises from your arms just a little bit. Keeping your mind nice and hazy. It feels good here. In a moment, I'm going to tell you to open your eyes. And when I do, I want you to open them up and stare straight ahead. While your eyes might be open, the receptors transmitting images to your brain will cover with a fog. One that cycles out every visual stimuli except for your hot, sexy professor. Your mind bringing each glimpse of her into a slideshow, a floating fantasy that takes in her lips, her ass, those heels, clicking, clicking, clicking away at any remnants of thoughts that tried to stay behind, any remnants of scent. Clicking, clicking, clicking away. All of her beauty sinking into it. There's a cloud around you, a floating dream as your mind sinks deeper. Each click of her heels driving the scene along as your body starts to react. Your breathing quickens, your cock thickens. My pussy starts to drip, drip, drip. Seeing into your mind.
Dirty boy.
Picturing yourself lying back on the ground.
Click.
Shirt
click.
Tucked behind your head.
Click.
Class is over and your hands are extended over top.
Click.
Looped click. In your belt and tied to a desk. You're all alone now. Just you. And her. The chatter from the classroom fades away as you sink in. Sink into a perverted dream. The playground of a slut. You can see her standing above you. The clicking slowly coming to a stop. Her skirt parted as she places one scantily stiletto-clad foot on each side of you. You look up, seeing the pink and blue panties she has on underneath. There's a butterfly, right over. And then wetness, and that little bulge that shows her clit. Her hand comes down, fingernails blue with a shimmering spiral pattern on each one, slowly sinking into the fabric. Showing off a slit. Teacher's wet, needy slit. It's just as needy as you are. So I think you might get along. Her eyes catching yours. Blue, they are so blue and seem to grow bigger within your mind. Every time you look at them, every time she looks at you, growing bigger. Bigger, taking over your mind. In a wash of blue as she lowers herself on top of you. You're naked. You hadn't noticed it before, but now you do. The cool air running across your cock as she's sinking on top of it. Feel it. She's rubbing her wet, panty-covered pussy over your cock. The dampened fabric. Clings to you. She bites her lip, moans as she writhes, as she pushes herself against you so your cock stimulates her clit. Hands are on both sides of you now. Her breasts are right in your face. You wish more than anything to take off her blouse, free those tits. Find out how large they really are, how nicely they would fit into your hands, those nipples would feel in your mouth. It's a good thing I'm running things. We wouldn't want you to. release so quickly. You're tied, helpless. You can't come until you're allowed to, no matter how excited you get. The professional demeanor she always holds is gone now. She controls you, just like I do. And like a wild animal, she lets loose, grinding against you, seeking more and more stimulation, more and more pleasure. You do the same, straining, wanting so badly for more, more pleasure. And you feel it too. You feel pleasure as each stroke of her panty-covered pussy along your cock feels so incredibly good. Teasing and tickling, stimulating all of those nerve endings, arousal and pleasure filling you. Feel as she strokes, up and down the length of your shaft, teasing when her clit hits the little crevice. Little bump that leads into your head. And the head of your cock feeling so sensitive, engorging as she rubs against you. And you feel that pleasure, feeling pleasure, wonderful pleasure, as the wetness from her pussy drips and drips. And every time you hear the word drip, you will feel that warm, sexual, arousing pleasure, wonderfully dripping through you, dripping as if the dopamine in your brain drips every time I say the word drip. And it does, if you focus on it, because nothing else is important right now but the pleasure. Focus on the dopamine in your brain. Feel as it drips, drips, drips. Giving you so much pleasure. Endless, arousing pleasure. Feel the drips of wetness leaving your cock soaked. The word drip is just so sexual. It's hard to not see the connotation. And every time, each and every time you hear me say the word drip, feel as your balls increase production. Drip, drip, drip that sperm. You are so full of it that your cock is leaking it. Drip, drip. Frustration made physical as you drip. Feel your mind drop. Feel that last shudder as she climaxes against you, on you, grinding your body into the floor with hers. Those breasts in your face as she rolls the both of you off to your sides, facing each other. Her fingernails drift lightly across your skin as she pulls you in close, your head burying inside her cleavage, wishing and wanting and waiting for your cock to bury itself in something even warmer and softer. Breathe in, and let the movement of her breathing calm you. Still aroused, but able to think, or rather not think, past that. Breathing out, letting go of built-up tension. Allowing this experience to place one part of your mind on the edge of teetering arousal, the other blissfully sinking even deeper. Breathe in, smell the intoxicating scent of having your face crushed in her breast. Hold it, and breathe out. She's undoing buttons now, slowly increasing the cleavage for you to sink into, so those warm, soft globes pillow you on each side as you sink even deeper. Deeper in. Mind deeper down. Float for me, my sweet boy. Your head is falling forward. Your ass is rising up. You are across the professor's lap. She's sitting on a chair. You are bent over top. Still naked, feeling so vulnerable. Her hand running lightly across your ass. Feel as her hand goes from one side to the other. Fingers with traces of nail every bit and again. Caressing, scratching, tickling, rubbing, smacking. The hit is a shock to your system. It brings you up a bit, but just like her hand in your hair forcing you back down, let my voice just bring you back in, even deeper. It feels so good. You want to let it happen. It is so easy to let a strong woman overpower you. In fact, it would be harder for you to fight back. It'd be against your instincts, your nature. Because there is no reason there. There is no desire to do so.
You want to be dominated.
All of your desire is looped within my will. You love that, what I want.
You need to be trained
to obey.
Taught
for you to be a submissive back down, drift back down, drop back down, sink into your frustration, wallow in the pleasure that causes it. Focus only on that pleasure as my hand, her hand, runs over your ass, as it rises and falls and smacks you once again. This time focus on it. The hit, the heat, the arousal that comes with it. The pleasure that mixes itself in, confusing your nerves, overloading them and taking over. Feel me taking you over with pleasure. Each hit an intense jolting snap of pleasure, causing your hips to jerk just a bit. Thrust, just a bit, causing your cock to drip, just a bit, drip. It's almost like you're humping my leg while I chastise you. Such a dirty little slut. Drip. That feels good, doesn't it? Say yes, teacher. Good boy. Say please, teacher.
Please, teacher.
Good boy. Say I'm a dirty slut.
I'm a dirty slut.
Good boy. Say it all together for me.
Yes, teacher.
Yes, teacher.
I'm a dirty little slut.
Good boy. Again.
Yes, teacher.
Please, teacher.
I'm a dirty little slut.
Good boy. Very good. Your ass is still vibrating from my touch. I feel it when I run my hands over it. Feel it. The ridges of welts where my hand landed. The warm heat that seems to radiate out of your ass, from your crotch, and somehow your cheeks, up in your face, feeling a little bit embarrassed, and that embarrassment just seems to turn you on more. You're a little slut. You said it yourself. Your ass feels warm. Your mind is hazy, drifting back into fog on my word. Your trigger word. Drop. You hear it, and your body goes limp. Drop. Always works so well on you, doesn't it, Ben? My sweet boy. Drop. I'm going to put you into a slave mode. Slave putty. When you hear the word slave putty, you become like a dog. Incredibly relaxed in an irresistible trance state where your body moves at my gentlest touch. Positioned exactly as I guide it, with no thought from you. No thoughts needed. Your mind is blank and empty. You breathe in and you relax. You breathe out and you go deeper. My trigger is built inside of you. Layer upon layer of subtle and obvious teachings. Conditioned inside of you. My brainwashed little puppet. It feels so good to be blank and empty. Say for me, my mind is blank and empty. Good boy. And any time any thoughts might want to intrude in your brain, all you do is say, my mind is blank and empty. And it'll chase them all away, dampen them out, help you go blanker, help you go deeper, help you relax, deeper, deeper for me. It feels so good to be blank and empty. You don't want your own control over life. And for right now, you can just give it over to me. Let your own arousal condition you. Tap into that bit of male brain where sex, the desire for sex, the desire to please those who can give you sex and dominion. The need to be a good boy, to be controlled by your sex drive, enslaved by your own lack of will. You will submit ever deeper. And the deeper we go, the better it feels. So it just feels better to want to go deeper. Because in the wanting, there is a thinking. And that sort of obedient thinking causes a hit of dopamine to be released inside of you like a reward. It is a reward. Very rewarding. Just let my voice cover you. Like a warm blanket. Helping you to sink as you drift. I have you standing in front of my desk now. Your elbows and arms laying against it as I lean you forward. My heeled foot slides between your legs and kicks at your ankles. Spread for me, my slut. You're so exposed, and you expose yourself even more. Willingly. Wantonly.
My sweet slut.
I'm still clothed, and you're naked. And that's the way it should be. A mistress and her slave. You'll worship when I tell you. With pure devotional gratitude. My knee is between your thighs now. Spread for me even more. Spread those legs. Come on, we both know you're my little whore. Soft fingers trail from the crack of your ass to underneath. Fingertips slightly tapping and rubbing circles on your taint. Pushing forward so my hand is between your legs as I hold your balls. Play with them gently in my hand.
I can feel your brain drooling.
Just relax. Teacher will take care of everything. Warm breasts pressing against your back. My breath on the back of your neck. My whispers in your ears as I bend you over even more. Leaving you feeling smaller. Reduced and powerless. Reduced to a mindless. Needy slut. Right now, that's all you are. All you want to be. My good boy. My sweet boy. My slut. Relax into my touch. Into my voice. Drip. I can feel you straining. So much of you, so relaxed. And yet part of you is the opposite. And this is why good boys get milked. So that all of that distraction will be let go. You can focus so much better after you've been milked. You will focus so much better after I milk you. I'm going to make you drip from me. Feel the hand not playing with your balls let go. Move up. Playing with your hair while the other wraps around your waist. Coming to rest right underneath your belly button, lingering. Savoring your heat and your need. Teacher will take care of everything. All that you need to do is relax.
Just relax. It's so easy. Just let go. I'll take care of everything.
I'll take care of everything.
It feels so good. Just relax. Feels so good. Feels so good.
Breathe deeply. Let the pleasure run through you. Good boy. Feeling pleasure every time I snap my fingers. You want it, don't you? To hear that snap, to feel that snap run through you like a jolt of sexual arousal and pleasure, feeling so good and wonderful. I'll give you another countdown, and then it's going to feel so good, so much more intense than any other sexual pleasure, so much more arousing than anything else. You're gonna drip.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Teacher will take care of everything.
All that you need to do is relax. Breathe deeply. Let the pleasure run through you. Like a drug, it's intoxicating. Good boy. Feeling pleasure every time I snap my fingers. Feeling more and more aroused every time I say drip. Going deeper into relaxed, submissive subspace every time I say good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
You are doing so good.
You deserve this.
And this.
You deserve so much pleasure.
You need to have all of that frustration milked out of you.
Feel my fingers against you.
Touching.
Stroking.
You feel so good.
Feeling warmer.
Warmer.
Going deep.
Warmer.
Deep.
Drip.
Deep.
Drip.
Drip.
Feel me touching you.
Feel that need
to just bury yourself inside of me.
Good boy.
Feel that pleasure just
ramping
up. Pleasure every time I snap my fingers.
You want it so badly.
Go ahead and let it out.
Beg and plead and moan and groan.
Give me your pleasure.
Teacher wants your pleasure.
Feel that pleasure just buzzing along your skin.
My hand is just rubbing you gently up and down your cock. I feel so good, my warm breasts pressed against you. I'm dripping, dripping, dripping as I run you along the edge over and over and over again. And you just feel that pleasure. You feel that pleasure over and over and over again. Feel as I milk you. Feel as I own you. Feel as I teach you how to experience more and more bliss. And all you have to do is just let it happen. Just relax those barriers in your mind that keep you from having an erection all the time. Relax those barriers in your mind that keep you from coming. Cause right now you're allowed to. I want you to. Come for me, my good boy. Come as the pleasure swells around you. And don't worry if it doesn't happen right away.
I am going to make you come. And there's nothing you can do about it. So feel that pleasure. Feel it again and again as it strikes through you. As I take from you every drip, every drop of your cum. I need you to focus. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on my voice. Focus on yourself pressed against a desk. No escape, no way out except to come for me. Come for me, my good boy. Feel it as that swelling inside of you just builds up, builds up, builds up, and bursts out. Feel as that pleasure becomes a wave that you ride. Ride it, make it last. I want you to feel it again and again. So even when you come, the pleasure keeps shocking through you with every single snap. And that's my good boy. My sweet boy, I pull you around to face me, getting on my knees, taking out my breasts, unbuttoning my shirt, button by button. I leave my bra on and I take your cock between my hands and I place it between my breasts. Each of my hands now on each one of my breasts, pushing them together, pushing your cock through, letting those drips of pre-cum dribble out, letting them lube me up, making me shiny, slick, so that your cock goes through them so quickly, so easily, and all you see is my face looking up at you, giving you permission, giving you a directive. I want you to come for me. Come between my tits. Come as you feel the pleasure hit you again and again. Come for teacher. Come in this classroom. Come for me, my good boy. Drip, drip, drip out every little drop. I'm gonna milk you for everything you have. Drip, drip, drip. That's it, that's right. Feel your mind pull you even deeper, deeper, deeper down as you release yourself completely to the pleasure, to the moment, to how good it feels. That's it, that's my good boy. Let it go.
Let it out.
Let it free. Yes, 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 yes. Closer, my good boy, closer and closer until you burst, until you explode. It's okay to thrust against me as I move my body against yours. The movement only serves as a reminder of whose slut you are right now, sinking you even deeper under my control. Say it for me, say it out loud as you experience pleasure. Say, I'm a little slut.
I'm a little slut.
You are a little slut. You're my dirty, dirty boy. And I love you this way. Be a good little student. Say it again. Beg me. Beg me to come. That's it. That's my good boy. I'm gonna count down for you. Because I know how much they make your pulse quicken, how much they make the arousal grow. You drop deeper, even as you fall deeper into the pleasure with every number we go down.
Five.
Feeling it building even stronger within you.
Four.
It's an irresistible force, one you can't hold back. Like a dam bursting, you feel it flooding through you as three. You get closer, closer.
Two.
I don't care if you've even come already. I want you to come again.
Come for me, my sweet boy. One.
Give it to me. Spurt that seed all over my breasts. Come for me.
Come from me.
That's it. Let those snaps echo through you as you vibrate to it. Vibrate for me, my pet, as your body clenches in pleasure. And come for me. Come.
Come, come, my sweet boy.
That's it. Come.
Let it come pouring out of you, dripping out of you. Drip, 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 drip for me. Drip for me as my breasts swallow your cock. As my mouth comes down to lick you up, clean you up, suck on you as that pleasure continues to explode in your brain, going off like fireworks one after another. You can take it. You can take this pleasure even when it feels like it's too much, like it's going to overwhelm you. It rules your brain. It takes you over, just like I do. Feel as this pleasure transforms you even more into a sweet little slut for me. My good boy. A proper little pupil. My lips on you feel so good. They relax you back. As you soften for me. You feel me pull off with a pop. Relaxing back with a sigh. Before standing up to straighten up and rebutton my blouse. There's little damp spots underneath of it. Damp spots made by you. And you'd better get yourself presentable too. There's a class coming up, and, well, we can't have anybody knowing about our little secret. Not even you. Feel as our entire experience together. This bliss gets packaged into a little diamond in your mind, compacted down, down, down deep within you. This was just a daydream, just a fantasy. Something that you really should just forget. My trigger is, of course, still deep inside of you. Still giving you arousal when I say drip. Still causing your mind to drop when I say drop. You go deeper every time I say deeper and, well, snaps give you so much pleasure. And it feels so good. To just relax into how good you feel right now. Not thinking about anything in particular, just thinking how nice it is to have such a hot teacher. Relegating those thoughts back to your daydreams, back to a place where you forget everything, except that you feel really good, feel really wonderful, and you love it and you need it again. But you can't quite remember what you need. You need to just forget. Relax and let all those pesky thoughts fade away. Relax and let everything fade away. All your frustrations fading away. Left feeling drained, milked, blissed, and so good, so obedient. Obedience is pleasure, and that's the main thing you'll remember. Certainly not that anything inappropriate happened with your teacher. No, those are just fantasies. Fun little fantasies. Now in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. Wake you up from your daydream, your fantasy, and it's going to feel really good. You're going to stretch, you're going to smile, and then you're going to get back to what you know you need to be doing right now. Feeling refreshed and released, and like it's so easy to do tasks now that your mind can properly focus on them. Knowing that if you ever need to focus more, you can always come back, listen again, listen to me, and let me teach you. Counting up on the count of five. One. Feeling so good as you breathe deeply, as the air comes in and your trance starts to fade away. Two. Feeling so good. Waking up as your eyes are flickering is three. Your muscles, stretching wonderfully. Oh, you feel good. Four, smile. It was a wonderful little daydream. Five, wake up for me, pet. Wake up. Wake up and you know what you should be doing right now. Get to it. But if you need a moment first, that's okay too. I'm here, and I've got you. And all I really want to do is help you study. So if you need to just float for a little bit before really moving around, that's okay. That's good. That means I had an effect on you, and I really like having an effect on you. It makes me drip. How about you? Do you enjoy the effect I have on you? I'll just bet you do. But I'm going to stop myself before I go back down that lane. I think I've taken enough of your time for now. You have stuff to do. Well, so do I. But it was lovely having this little break with you. And so for that, I have to thank you. You were wonderful. Such a good boy. Until next time.